Greetings, my dearest tribe of Gaia. This is Solara Anra, warrior of the light, speaking to you from the Shekinah Temple in New York on this wonderful day. The subject today for the show is about the animal tribe of Gaia, all of the animals that are living on our Earth planet right now. I am hoping to channel messages about the animals and possibly from the animals themselves, if I am allowed access to their consciousness. Each animal species on Gaia creates their own grid work of energy around the planet. And there is a way of tapping into the consciousness of that species through tapping into the energetic grid, which holds that species in place in 3D on the planet. So it's not something that I've done often before. It's only happened to me occasionally, but I am responding to the many emails that I've had about animals that are dying suddenly on the planet. I don't read the news at all myself, and so I haven't read any of these reports of various animals, but my guides told me that it would be a good subject for the tribe today. I would love you to phone in with questions, so I'm reminding you of the numbers that you need to phone, so have a pencil ready if you want to write this down. If you're in the States or in Canada, you can phone in toll-free to the station and Don will put you in line to speak to me. And the number for that is 888-815-9756. If you're not in the States or Canada, I'll give you the number you can call in. And that number is 530-413-4522, and I believe you have to dial 001 before that. And there is one further way you can phone in if you're not in the States, or even if you are, you can phone in on Skype. And you phone the States once again, and then the number 712-432-0075. And there's an access code that allows you to make that call without paying, and that access code is 652957, and there's a hash. I'm not sure if you're supposed to use the hash or not. So I look forward to your questions. I ground myself into the heart of Gaia. Expand my energy body. Allow yourself to move into a place of heart-centeredness now, before you hear these words. So settle yourself down. Some of you are listening to this and doing other things at the same time. I would really encourage you to just give yourself some time out from those other things and make yourself really comfortable and allow this to be a nurturing time for yourself. Get some extra cushions and make yourself comfortable. My guides are actually showing some of you to me with cushions. I can see a fluffy blue cushion. And just get yourself into your heart by breathing for a few moments through your prana tube consciously. Extend your prana tube from your heart center, Anahata, this crystalline tube through which you breathe energy. Extend that from your heart up through all of your chakras into the great central sun above. And down through all of your chakras into the core of Gaia. And this is an amazing technique which grounds you It centers you, it connects you with all that is above and all that is below. And then through perceiving and breathing consciously the energy within your breath from above and below into your heart center, it very quickly moves you into a state of heart-centeredness because you have all of the energy of the higher dimensions pouring in from above and all of the power and energy and love of Gaia from her core heart crystal pouring in from below and really expanding love consciousness into your whole energy body so that you are in a bubble of love. And why I get you to do this right now is because this means that you are listening to the words of the guides and the animals from your heart and not only from your mind. And this is the way to operate as we move into fifth dimensional frequency. To operate more and more from our heart consciousness. Our hearts are intelligent. Our hearts have an ability to receive and process information on their own. We're just used to using our brain exclusively for that purpose. And our brain connects more easily with our ego consciousness rather than our heart consciousness. So in this wonderful, expanded, heart-centered state, receive these words now with love and gratitude. I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now with any messages and guidance that is needed by all of those listening in the present and future time to this message about the animal tribe of Gaia. Councils of light will begin, dear ones, by elucidating on the state of affairs. We would like to do a weekly or even daily broadcast, news from the Star Councils. And our news, as it filled your television screens and as it was broadcast on your radio wave frequencies, our news would cause your energy bodies to expand in love rather than contract in fear, as we observe happens when you watch the news. What we have to report about the animal world, the kingdom on your blue-green planet of beauty, is that all is in perfect timing. We do not wish to imply that it is a good thing that some species are endangered and dying out. We simply point out that there are many human beings leaving the Earth plane now in conjunction with the many animals who choose to leave now. There is no death from our perspective, and so we do not perceive this as disaster. If we go back to the beginning, we will explain that just as you, dear ones, were seeded onto this planet purposefully and with strands of genetics from many star nations, so the animal ones were seeded here, and it was chosen that there would be more variety within the animal kingdom on your planet than on any other. You cannot conceptualize how amazing the diversity on your planet is in these terms. On other planets and star systems, we have but a fraction of the variety of animal species that you have. In some way, it is a biological library. And it has been said that Terra is an experiment of sorts on many different levels, and this is true. But do not associate this concept of experiment as a scientific type experiment in which other beings were playing on Earth just for fun. No, these things were done very consciously and with great awareness from many higher councils who were in collaboration within the formation of your planet and in the foreseeing of the evolutionary spirals. There were some animal species who chose to be seeded on your planet in order to assist in your enlightenment. The greatly advanced beings such as the whales and the dolphins. These are far more evolved in their consciousness than our human beings. And this is only beginning to be understood now. The tricks that they are taught to do, these ones, in order to please human beings, are such a minor fraction of their abilities. They are fully connected in their DNA and in their light bodies, and they are still interdimensional. They have not lost their ability to move between and connect with all nine dimensions within your system. And so they are holding this blueprint for you on your planet in order that you may more easily move into this state of connectedness once more, where you are able to move between dimensions once more. And we must add that some of you are already able to do this now within your meditations, and at certain peak times within your consciousness, you are able to shift between dimensions, sometimes within your dream state and other times when you are fully awake and conscious. And these are the methods that we teach now through Solara and Ra within the awakening light body. We teach you how to be connected like the dolphins once more. And so, these are some beings who chose to be seeded here, the advanced ones, in order to assist you, just as star beings have chosen to incarnate now on the Earth, in Earth bodies, in order to assist you. And there are other animals who are not as evolved as this. Now, these other animals, all of them, all of the animal kingdom, including those that fly and crawl and who burrow in the earth, all of these on the earth are connected with Gaia in a way that you try to be connected. They are connected effortlessly, and in this way, they are also more evolved than you. There is an aspect in which the second dimension, the minerals and telluric forces of the planet, are alive in you, in all beings on the third dimension. But human beings have lost their perception of this to a large extent, and so therefore are not able to use this telluric connection with the substances of minerals and crystals within the earth. But the animals are naturally connected in this way, and it is thus that they can respond to the elements, the elemental systems on the earth plane, such as the weather and such as the ley line and energy grids. Thus it is that the winged ones can navigate the ley lines of earth and know how to traverse great distances over the oceans and lands in order to migrate. They have this internal navigation system, which you have now replicated within your vehicles. It is thus that the animals know when the rains are coming, or the hurricanes or great floods, and are able to move away. You are learning again to connect with the earth in this way, to connect with the ley lines, minerals, and crystals once more. You are practicing this through tools of divination, such as the metal rods, and through pendulums. You are practicing connecting with and using the crystals of Gaia very effectively, some of you, we must say. And through these means, you are reconnecting yourselves in the way that the animals are connected with the forces of Gaia. You have forgotten, most of you, how to harness these forces so that they may be used effectively. The ancient ones harnessed the forces flowing within Gaia through their standing stones and stone circles, through the making of their pyramids and temples at the sacred sites. They chose places where the energies of Gaia was already strong, and they harnessed these energies, using their buildings and stones like acupuncture needles. And so, we will summarize by saying that all animals on Gaia are connected in some way or other, in a way that you are not. And now we will explain how you are more advanced and different than most of the animals. You have the ability to manifest things consciously, and most of the animals do not. You manifest things through your thoughts and beliefs which create the emotions in your body, and you combine your intention, your mind processes, with your emotions, and you direct forces in such a way that your reality is changed and manifested. The animals do not do this. The animals simply go about life being in the moment. And it is thus that we explain sometimes to those who suffer on behalf of the animals, imagining that they are suffering in the same way as humans do, that this is not true. They do not suffer in the same way when the weather changes and they have less to eat. They simply cope with what is there in the moment and do what is necessary in the moment to survive. If they do not survive, their tribe accepts this in a way that is difficult for humans to understand. There are some animals who have chosen to leave en masse because of the changes that are coming and that are here already. And what is desirable is that those of you who wish to assist, you send your love to these animals rather than your pain and distress. It cannot assist if you allow yourself to move into a state of pain and fear as these changes happen. For there are changes in every direction as Gaia shifts and ripples in her body. There are things which are collapsing and which will disappear on all levels. Within the infrastructure of your society, within the banks and religions and governments, all of these are collapsing. And there are natural disasters during which many human beings are disappearing from the earth plane. And within these changes, there are also groups of animals who are disappearing from the earth plane. Simply know that these things are timed and that there are reasons for these things. Sometimes what appears to be a disaster allows such a heart opening with people, or causes people to protest in such a way against those who have caused this to happen, that it changes, that the earth changes, that the companies are forced to change who are polluting the environment. There are those of you who will protest certain things. And if your protesting is done courageously and not out of only frustration and anger, so that your intention is clear that things will change for the better and this is your stance, then that is good. But to cry and moan and complain only, to talk about the disasters which surround you in such a way that it invokes pain and tears and fear, frustration and anger within yourself and those with whom you share, this is entirely pointless. This is entirely contrary in what it achieves. So sometimes I like to summarize something that I'm channeling, especially if it's gone on for a long time. Most of these things that my guides have said, and these are the Councils of Light explaining, and I think the inference was that at least one of the animal tribes was going to speak after them, but they were saying that you could class the animals into two categories. One, which is the minority, are those who are more advanced than us, like the whales and the dolphins. And they chose to come specifically to assist human beings. The whales hold the records of Earth within their bodies. And the whales and dolphins both chose to be in the water, whereas they could have chosen to be animals that walk the earth. But they chose to be in the water because in the water they are constantly immersed within the earth's surface as such, even though it's the ocean surface. And they are completely connected with what's happening on the earth and above the earth within our galaxy all of the time. And the majority of animals who are not more advanced than us in this aspect, they're saying that they're still connected in a way that we're not, and that is more connected with Gaia. And they're connected specifically with the energy of Gaia, the energy lines, the ley lines, and the elementals within the earth. They are naturally keep that connection. They can't. There's no possibility of them not having it. And as a result, without intellectualizing it or processing it, they automatically are moved from place to place on Earth when they need to move. They're in tune with what's going to happen on a weather level, environmentally, and in this way, they're more advanced than us. But the point that was being made is that they don't suffer the way we suffer because they don't have the same thought and emotion processes as we have. On the one hand, it could be considered a disadvantage for human beings to have this, but that is only because most of us are not using our faculties intelligently. We are only remembering now how to use our mind effectively by setting clear intentions, knowing what we want, trusting that we can create what we want. This is a new concept on Earth in the last 100 years or so, this understanding that we can manifest our reality and manifest all of our circumstances. And this has been focused on individually, but not so much collectively. We now have the ability to collectively create our future, how it's going to be on Gaia. And the one thing my guides are constantly reminding us is that we cannot create heaven on earth by focusing on what we don't want, by going into pain and fear about what is happening, by watching the news and even animal programs and crying and feeling pain on their behalf, because they don't feel pain in the same way that we do. They are not processing what's happening with them in the same way. They understand life and death as it is without having to be taught and explained that physical life is not all there is, etc. They understand they're in contact with the natural world, obviously, much more than we are. And I just picked up the Pleiadian agenda yesterday, which I haven't looked at for a long time, and it's a book by Barbara Han Clow where she channels the Pleiadians and other beings. It's a very, very advanced book, and a lot of the stuff in there is difficult for us to understand. But certain things in that book that I read yesterday just came up in my consciousness as I was channeling. And one of the things that Satya in the Pleiadian agenda talks about is our blood and how we are connected in our blood with the minerals and crystals of Gaia. And that is one of the things that we are remembering in order to be fully connected. Spiritual people have a tendency to focus on their upper chakras and on the higher realms and to not focus enough on the earth and on grounding downwards. And even those who ground in technical terms are often not physically connecting themselves in love and gratitude with Gaia. There is nothing more grounding in a real sense than just loving Gaia, loving her trees, watching them as they change through the seasons, noticing them whether you're in the city or not, particularly if you're in the city. And we are connected to everything in 3D and 2 and 1D below us in the earth and in the core crystal through our blood. And once you start having an awareness of that, you get grounded in a different kind of way and you have the healing of Gaia more accessible to you. So please do phone in with questions. We've had some trouble receiving questions in previous shows, and there haven't been many, so I would love to hear your questions. In the meantime, I am going to ask if any of the animals are able to connect with me and speak through me. And I also ask, well, I ask for any guidance, the highest guidance, to flow through me now, because I'm aware that last time I was in San Diego or Encinitas, I channeled one of the indigenous earth mothers speaking about the animals. That sometimes happens as well. So I ask for the highest guidance to flow through me now with whatever we need to hear in this moment, as a group or as individuals. Grandmother Lakota speaks now. I like your understanding of yourself as a tribe, different than the tribes in my day who were delineated by blood lineages only. And you have popularized this concept of tribe within all human beings. And I enjoy this. In my tribe, we did perceive all human beings together with the animal ones as within one spider web which reached across the plains and to all corners of the earth. Although your planet is round, I must confess that in my time on the planet, I perceived it as flat. And I perceived the four corners according to the four directions, stretching out infinitely. And in this way, I was able to connect with all on the planet. For is it not so that whatever you intend through your thoughts will be so? And even if my imagining was of a flat earth with four corners, because I was desirous of connecting with all on the planet, this was achieved. I come to speak about the winged ones, as they were extremely dear to me from a young age. In my tribe, the understanding was that messages came from the birds according to those that were sighted and according to the feathers that were found. And we had an intricate understanding that was taught through the grandmothers of the tribe to the young ones about the meaning and the characteristics of the different winged ones. But there was another level on which I was a favorite of the birds, as they visited me more often than all others because of my love for them. And this is what I come to tell you now, that it is your love for them that assists. Your love is perceived by them rather than your thoughts. Your love for the animals is perceived by them. It connects you with them, like streams of light that move out from your body to theirs, as the winged ones fly and soar in the wind currents of Gaia. They can perceive and receive your love from them, and it feeds them, it feeds their soul. There is an understanding not only within my tribe, but all the tribes of the plains, that love for the creatures of the mother keeps them in existence. For you must be loved, must you not, in order to survive. Love is necessary, and love between the human ones and the animal ones is necessary. It is natural, it is part of your design and theirs. Some of the animals stopped loving you and showing you their love because of your fear, your growing fear of them. In the times where all animals were loved and respected, there was only respect for those stronger and more powerful and able to harm humans. But there was not fear and hate for them. They were considered allies, and you must consider the animals as allies once again, Earth Tribe. An ally is more than a friend. An ally is a friend who assists you. Some of you in your shamanic traditions, you have animal allies. But it is not this that we refer to. We speak of the live animals on your planet. It is necessary for you to love them, to keep them in existence. They find it difficult without your love. And what happens as you love them is that their energy is returned to you, and this allows you to tune into their skills and into the gifts they have to offer through their personalities. For all animals have their individual personalities. This is much more uniform than for humans, who have such variety of personalities. There is an aspect where the bear holds certain qualities, gifts and skills, natural ways of being, and they pass these understandings on to you as they receive love from you, for love is your way of connecting with them. When love is your way of connecting with each other once more, why then your world will be healed and you will be in the new world which was foreseen. I see the new world as I am outside of the time of the earth now. And this world is good. And there are less of you on this, and this is good also. And there are less of the animal ones also, but the animal ones are in communication with you in the way that they once were. There are many people in the different worlds now, in the other worlds that exist simultaneously, who have kept this connection with the animal ones. I am of the Lakota tribe, and my name is Mona. I am happy to speak with you. The ways of the old ones are returning now. And I am happy to speak with you again, if you choose to connect with me and something that I may offer. Say ho. Say hola. I send great love and thanks. Great love and thanks to Mona. She was a lovely old lady in my visioning, with golden brown skin and grey, silver grey braids. And she was simple, not a leader of the tribe. And she showed me herself first as a young girl who looked after birds. And she had a little rescue station. So she had a little bird that she made a home for with twigs, and until the bird recovered. And then it turned into a bit of a cage with sticks, because she didn't really want the bird to go. And eventually she let the bird go when she understood that, she would be able to connect with other birds without having to have them trapped there. And the sweet thing in that picture that she showed me is that I saw someone like a mother or auntie figure watching her with a bird, and knowing that, you know, she needed to let it go, but she never said a word. She just let the little girl figure it out on her own, and just sort of smiled fondly and let her do it on her own, which was really lovely. And then she showed me herself briefly as a young woman, coming into her power and connecting with bigger birds, with eagles in the sky, and learning from her elders how to receive their gifts. And then she showed me, as she was for most of the channeling, as an old woman squatting on the dirt and very wise and very connected with all of the animals, but particularly with the birds. And she was very... my guides, the Councils of Light, want to point out that they really don't want you to go into fear or anxiety when things are said, like she was seeing the future Earth and she was seeing that there were less people and that there were less animals, and she was saying this is good. Well, I do believe that that is true, that there are going to be less human beings on the Earth in future times. And I don't think about it being good or not good. I'm not logically thinking about the population explosion and the resources and everything else. It is just something that happens in the times of transition. And the people that choose to go and the animals that choose to go, that is part of their contract. They're not dying. They are sometimes relocating into another third dimensional planet because they don't want to go through the transition. They choose not to go through the transition we're going through now. For myself, I know absolutely that I chose to stay in body and on this earth. I'm what the other Solara, the 1111 Solara, calls a second waver. And I am in my most active time on a spiritual level now. It's very much about now and helping people to move through the transition in love and joy. And I don't mind. It sounds weird, but I just have a very abstract concept of death and disaster, and even my own parents dying just did not affect me the way it does affect most people. So I never am concerned, you know, am I going to die? Is anybody in my family or any of my friends going to die? Because I just don't see it that way at all. I know that those who have chosen to stay in their bodies on Earth and just shift themselves into a higher vibration and still stay on Earth, that those people will do that and everybody else will do what they need to do. And nothing that is painted as a disaster is actually a disaster. So to go back to my guide's original message, some of the animals that are leaving en masse are choosing to do that for the same reason that humans are leaving, is they've done their thing on Earth and they choose to leave now rather than to go through the physical transition, because they are even more affected by the physical transition of the Earth and the climate changing and the Earth body changing than we are. And sometimes groups of animals, it's not that they consciously are choosing anything, but the ascended masters or the people that are assisting, all the beings that are assisting us, will sometimes choose for something to happen that looks like a disaster because it results in a massive heart opening or communities working together or changes from the companies that are polluting the earth or the systems, the organizations, changes in the governments are forced. So the things that look like disaster, most of them are blessings, and we really need to trust completely that everything is happening in perfect timing. What we focus on is what we are creating on Earth. Now, we're having problems with the questions, so I'm going to answer a question which was already sent to me. And I don't have that written down, but I'm just tuning into the question as it was given to me by a woman who wrote it in and said, what can she personally do to assist with animals? She's not presently working with animals. and she's feeling very drawn to work with them in some way that will assist them. And my guides are saying that this is a question in many of your hearts, and so it is a general question that's going to be answered. I ask for the highest guidance to flow through me now. There are those of you who are open in your connection with the animals through your love for them in exactly the way that was advised earlier. There are some of you who do not need to be told to love the animals in order to keep them in existence on your planet, for you are already flowing channels of love and fully connected with these ones. We would suggest the following for working energetically rather than physically, which for some of you is more difficult. We would suggest that you choose a particular species, particularly those that are not much loved in normal circumstances. So you might choose the spiders or the lizards or the snakes or the crocodiles. You might choose tigers or panthers or bears. You might choose animals that are either considered unattractive or who usually induce fear within human beings. And you must choose this species from your heart now. For some of you listening, a species has instantly come into your inner visioning. And this is very true for me. The spiders instantly came into my visioning because I do love spiders. And I know that a lot of people are scared of them or just don't like them. So I'll let them continue with a message. Having chosen this, we ask you on a daily basis for just a few minutes to stream your loving energy out towards these beings. Ask to be connected with the grid around your planet, which allows that species to be in existence. You can connect to this grid from your solar plexus and your heart. You can see the grid and then stream your love towards those particular creatures, so that they light up with the pink of your love, and send them messages through your words. And you do not have to speak for all humans, but only for yourself, as you say, "I love you, dear spiders. I love you and care about you. When I see your species in picture or in reality, my heart is warmed. And what you will receive as you connect with love for them is you will receive the blessing of qualities which they hold, which are not necessarily yours, qualities such as the ability to always be in the now. Qualities such as being nurturing and loving mothers to your children. Qualities such as sharing with the other species. Of living in harmony with the other species. These gifts will become yours as you stream your unconditional love out to them. And you can be assured that sending your love in this way will assist that species in staying on your planet and in feeling at home so that they do not wish to leave. Namaste. That was a really lovely answer. Thank you very much. I am definitely going to do that within my daily practice. My next show is in 2 weeks' time, which is on the 22nd of February. And the title of that is How to Move Out of Fear and Into Our Power. And the Councils of Light are going to teach us about techniques that and energy techniques that assist us in stepping into our power in a joyful way. This is my last radio show, the one on the 22nd of February for the moment. I'm stopping doing them while I'm traveling in Mexico and while I am doing teleseminars, and I might start them up again. But for the moment, I'm doing a lot of different activities without charging. And I'm really being called to do teleseminars, which is a different version of doing this. One where you will be able to connect with me via Skype or your telephone and ask me questions and have me teach as I would do in a workshop. And those will be starting in April, when I'm back in London. So I'm really looking forward to that. And you'll see details of them on my website, which is www.solara.org.uk. I also, in closing, want to mention that my plans have changed in Mexico. Whereas I was on the Illuminati tour, which was a Crystal Skulls tour, that was cancelled in its original format. I am now going to Palenque. So many different things have drawn me to go to Palenque for this equinox, and I would love some of you to join me there. The charge for the 6 days in Palenque is $444, so it's very cheap, and then we'll be staying in little cabins along the river at the Jungle Palace in El Panchan, which is just outside of the ruins. And we'll be visiting some other sites like Yaxchilan while we're there. This is going to be an absolutely amazing trip. So I really encourage you to try and come. It's running from the 15th to the 21st of March, and we're meeting in Palenque. And details are on my site. My greatest love to you, my dear tribe. I send you my love, encouragement, strength, and power. And as promised, my Egypt trip and photos and news of my Egypt trip are going to be on my site within the next 22 hours. So have a look and you can catch up on our adventures there. Love and blessings. Namaste.